You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really need a word, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, trying to shout and figure war, and I'd like to give you information, asking for the word blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number 3, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 8 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m., and that's 5 to 8 p.m. on our Pacific Coast side. How are you enjoying that Fukushima radiation? Here, the stories keep coming out despite mainstream media suppression. Could be worse. We could be in Japan where soon everyone's going to glow in the dark. Anyway, this segment is brought to you again by Renaissance Precious Metals. Call Steve Quayle tomorrow to convert your soon-to-be worthless cash from the bail-ins to hard assets. 486-586-4842. They get us 486-586-4842. I want to remind you, too, that if you don't have storable food, you know, it goes much longer. You're not going to be able to get storable food. And I wrote an article about how they're cutting down on food shipments and how the government's increasingly controlling food shipments to the DOJ. Go to the website. You can see it. But right now, your immediate problem is to make sure your family is supplied. Go to pneumonia.com/Hodges. And again, I didn't get to fully develop the idea with Kate. I asked her how Facebook was doing, and she made a flippant comment, so obviously it was a real... Well, it was a message. She was answering the question. And so go to scene.live. Get out of Facebook as much as you can. We have over 100,000 people that have joined now in the last month. It's taken off like a wildfire. We haven't even reached critical mass yet. The Common Sense Show has a page over there. There's some great, great pages. One of our guests from last week, Lisa Haven, I think has the biggest page on the site. No censorship, no limitation. The only thing you can't do is threaten people. Can't engage in violence. But scene.life instead of Zuckerberg, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. No thank you. Well, anyway, we're officially in our health report. And that means Katie is going to come on here. I know that's going to have something directly or indirectly related to me. And that also means it's going to be directly or indirectly related to our listening audience. So, Katie, what's on?
Well, tap? I don't. Nobody eats like you do, Dave. So I don't know about that.
Oh yeah, no, that let me say that was not me on the air. Okay. I don't know if that was the NSA cracking their Snickers open or what they were doing, but yeah. That was not yours truly. Here, I don't eat during the show.
Well, what I was gonna say, it's ladies' night tonight. It's the Kathy Kate show, right?
It's where you wanted to be.
Yeah,
growing up. You always wanted to be in an institution that had ladies' night.
Ladies'
half
night.
Half-price drinks. So if you dared, were brave enough to flirt and engage in that kind of unholy environment at a young age where you grew up and became a Christian, it became half as costly to become acquainted. Ladies' night.
Ladies' night on the Common Sense Show is a little bit different. We're serving up really good information instead of alcohol. So how's that?
Well, both change reality.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. And this, yeah. Well, we're about to have our reality change real quick. So the information we're putting out is really powerful food or drink. So.
Well, let me remind you, the Common Sense Show, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time.
That's right. That's what we're trying to do. Boy, the last 2 hours were great. Thanks to Kathy and Kate. Love it.
Okay, what do you got for us?
We have, I have so much stuff, and I don't know where to start, but I'm going to start right here. I'm going to read some news reports. We have, a while back, we covered the doctors that are mysteriously, the holistic, naturopathic doctors that are mysteriously dying. And amazingly, this has all happened in the last 8 to 10 months. They just boom, boom, boom. So we have, this is from ThriveMoment.com, Who's Killing the Healers and Why? And you can go there and type that in and read this article. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it does talk about Dr. Jeffrey Bradstreet, who sort of kicked this all off. He was doing the study, he was doing research on GC macrophage, and the FDA caught on to him, and they raided his warehouse, and then he ended up suicided a few weeks later. And then we have Dr. Gonzalez, who actually helped Suzanne Summers overcome her cancer, who died unexpectedly a month later.
I remember that story, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they covered that on the Truth About Cancer series with Ty Bollinger. Not in detail, but he's greatly, greatly missed. Well, we have a list of doctors. We have another one that just died, just very, very recently, and I got this from Health Nut News. Dr. Rasmussen, who taught classes on the subject of biology and nutrition, was stabbed more than 30 times and found dead in her Plymouth home this past week. So we have quite the growing list of naturopathic doctors. June 19th of 2015, Dr. Jeffrey Bradstreet. June 21st, 2 days later, Dr. Bruce Henendahl and Dr. Baron Holt found dead in the east coast of Florida. June 29th, Dr. Teresa Severs found murdered in her home. Dr. Jeffrey Whiteside goes missing. Reports say he was just, quote, walked away. July 3rd, Dr. Fitzpatrick, MD, goes missing without a trace. His truck and trailer were found on the side of the road. Wonder if they ended up in one of those prisons. Dr. Lisa Riley, osteopathy, found in her home with a gunshot to her head. July 19th, Dr. Ron Schwartz, found murdered with a gunshot to the chest. July 21st, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, you can read about him in this very article. Dr. Abul Karim, holistic dentist, found dead on the side of the road. July 21st. July 23rd, Dr. Jeffrey Whiteside, found dead in Door County with a .22 caliber close by his body. August 14th, osteopath Dr. Mary Renee Bouvier. September 16th, Dr. Mitch Gaynor, found dead outside his country home. October 11th, Dr. Marie Paz is found dead. October 29th, Dr. Jerome Block jumped to his death from a Central Park West apartment. So anyway, if you want to read up more about these, but we just lost another one. So, and last week we had talked about, and I want to go over this real quick, we talked about eating organic. And you asked me, Dave, well, how do I do that? How do I go out and start eating better? And I said, grow your own. Grow your own food. Go to farmers markets. Put these big businesses on notice. So I found a site, or I found a naturalglaze.com. I found a great article. Learn exactly how to grow 25 vegetable garden favorites for maximum harvest. This is a great little article. It just lists all kinds of fruits and vegetables, and you can click on and it'll give you gardening instructions. There's a video. There's books you can get. So, boy, it's still spring. Let's go out there and start learning to prep. This is Prepper 101, learning to grow your own food. So, first real article I want to get into, it's by John Rappaport, called The New Holocaust Study, Medical Errors, Third Leading Cause of Death in the U.S. Mm-hmm. You read that right. I read that right.
Yes. Yep.
New Holocaust Study, Medical Errors, Third Leading Cause of Death in the U.S. John says, I've been telling you about this for years, a message to quackbusters who attack natural health behind a phony mask of scientific skepticism. Put your own house in order. That's where the real quacks are, John says. Couldn't agree. I love the way he writes. Says the Washington Post, researchers, medical errors, now third leading cause of death in the U.S., reports on a new Johns Hopkins study. I'll give you the Post's explosive quotes and then analyze them. A new study by patient safety researchers provides some context. So it goes on to say that medical errors in hospitals and other healthcare facilities are incredibly common and may now be the third leading cause of death. claiming 251,000 lives every year, more than respiratory disease, accidents, stroke, and Alzheimer's. Martin Markey, a professor of surgery at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, who led the research, said in an interview that the category includes everything from bad doctors to more systemic issues such as communication breakdowns when patients are handed off from one department to another. It boils down to people dying from the care that they receive rather than the disease for which they are seeking care, Markey says. This is a foundation on which doctors and medical bureaucrats stand. When they make statements to the press about the unqualified success of modern medicine, for example, in the area of vaccines, for example. I'm the expert here. I represent, this is John writing, he says, this is what the doctors say. I'm the expert here. I represent a system that kills 3 million Americans per decade and severely injures 100 million Americans. And therefore, you can believe me when I say that vaccines are remarkably safe and effective. This is the cognitive dissonance that we're all dealing with, whether it's in the medical field, in politics, whatever it is, we're being told something with a smile on our face, we digest it, and it's insane. It's insane. So who are the clueless, John says? Who are the liars? Who are killing and maiming the people? Who are not reversing the Holocaust? Who are the lunatics, he says? The people who opt for natural health? I don't think so. No, the lunatics and their dupes and proxies are in plain view every night on your television screen. They're there. Look at them. Understand what is going on, the full meaning of it, finally. Couldn't agree more, John. That's why I love his writing. And that's, I think we've kind of covered that in the first 2 hours. People are waking up, but our job is to wake them up faster and give them the information they need and get them out there researching, because it's going to hit home. It's going to hit their own families. So be prepped. Be prepared. Information is power.
Now, Katie, how do we overcome this? I mean, we're trying. Kay Daly's trying. Kathy Rubio's trying. Many in our listening audience are trying. But Americans tend not to act until we're deep into crisis.
Well, my feeling is a little bit more optimistic. I completely agree with you, because until it hits home, until disease hits our own family, you know, then we scramble for information, or you know, somebody in our family gets in trouble with the federal government, or a neighbor or something. Then we start getting involved. But I think it is hitting everybody. I really do, in one way or another. And I think there's probably more people awake now. But you know what, Dave? We just keep doing what we're doing. We pound away. We keep repeating it over and over, because that's how we got so twisted in the first place. The whole science behind propaganda is you just repeat the lie over and over and over until it becomes reality, it becomes truth, it becomes a talking point, and it becomes accepted. Well, if we keep pounding away and pounding away, eventually it will assimilate into our brains. So we're doing exactly what we can do. Kate's doing what she does. Kathy's doing what she does. John and Ty and Mike and everybody else just keep pounding away. And that's what I think is happening. The rise of alternative media is having an effect. So on with the health news. Researchers say, we've covered this before, but this is an interesting take on it. Researchers say aborted fetal cells in vaccines causing increase in autism. This is from Natural Health 365. Autism is a brain disorder that causes symptoms that typically become noticeable no later than age 3. It affects a child's ability to communicate both verbally and nonverbally, and also affects social interactions and relationships. Well, in addition, autism can dramatically lower a child's interest in socializing and may cause a preoccupation with certain activities, toys, or routines. So it's no secret U.S. autism rates are on the rise and have been for many years. The problem is bigger than it has ever been before. With soaring rates at all-time highs, the Center for Disease Control found that autism rates experience a 30% surge in 2014 over 2012. The Environmental Protection Agency admits autism is on the rise. Well, we know that. So how do vaccines actually trigger autism? Since 79, when human fetal tissue, yes, human fetal tissue was first approved for use in vaccines, the rates of autism have markedly increased, particularly during certain years when major changes were made to U.S. vaccines and vaccine schedules. Aborted fetal cell tissue introduced the DNA of an aborted baby into the body of a child. The result can be catastrophic, potentially causing breaks in the DNA, genetic mutations, and even triggering an autoimmune response. This is disgusting in itself, and the byproduct is devastating. Absolutely devastating. Parents deserve to know about vaccine dangers and how those made with aborted human fetal tissue may be the cause of autism. So unfortunately, most will not receive this information from medically trained doctors and will instead be met with disparaging comments and criticism for questioning the safety of immunizations, which I just read something similar in John Rappaport's article, saying, no, 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 we've killed these many people, but these are safe and effective. So this is where we have to shake off this cognitive dissonance, get out of the propaganda machine, and start paying attention, folks. Wake up. It's time to get real.
Katie, one of the things that concerns me here as I listen to this, all the helping provisions contain something called informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
And informed consent is something that you sign off on to say that I understand the potential benefits and the potential risks to whatever I'm engaging in, whether it's, you know, talk therapy, medication, surgery, doesn't matter. And some agencies and some helping professions are much better at others than obtaining these direct signatures under these conditions. Now, having said that, where is the informed consent for the consumer who brings their child into a doctor's office and they're not getting, and it's not in the fine print. I've looked.
Mm-hmm.
I've copied my son's. It's not there. So aren't they breaking the law by violating informed consent with vaccines?
Sure they are. I don't think the doctors know. You know, we've gone over this before on the show too. I really don't think the physicians are trained up. Maybe they don't want to know. Maybe they don't have time to know. But these consent forms don't have this information on them. That's why it's our job to pound away at this. That's why we've got these sites like Natural Blaze and Health Net News and naturalnews.com and the Common Sense Show and Mike Adams out there and Ty Bollinger. These people are spearheading, these organizations, these blogs, they're spearheading the real truth. But yeah, you're right, Dave. It's not in the consent form. So if it is illegal, it's actually an illegal form because there is no two sides to this coin. What do we do about that?
Well, I'm waiting for 1-800-BAD-DRUG to come into the fruition here and take over.
Don't hold your
because
breath.
What they're holding, but what they do is they're going after drug manufacturers who are producing things that have caused harm to people. Well, informed consent is another form of harm. It's willful neglect, and it's got to be open to civil litigation.
I think Kate had it right, though. I have this thing about the judicial system is so rigged. It's such a joke. And nothing's ever going to get through. Our politicians are bought off. Really, Kate was right. It's about education. Educating the people. We're seeing that already with consumers in terms of food. I just read something, I didn't put it in my piece tonight, but Costco is having such a tremendous people are requesting organic foods. They're demanding organic foods that Costco can't keep up. And Costco's come up with a program now where they're actually paying farmers and buying more land for them and helping them to cultivate organic foods because the demand is so high. So education, you know, they can use, the system can use their system because the system is corrupt. We can educate. We can use our pocketbooks. We can grow our own food. We can make demands on major companies that we're not going to buy Nestle's and we're not going to buy processed foods and this junk and that junk. We're going to demand organic foods. Let your feet do the walking. Let your pocketbook do the talking. Get out there, get proactive. That's how you turn the ship of state around. I've given up on the system. The system's so bad. I mean, we still have to navigate through it, but really, time to step outside the box and start doing things on our own. So I have a nice story here that complements the one I just... It doesn't complement, it sort of corrects the one I just read. It says, autistic boy gains ability to speak after just 2 days of cannabis oil treatment. This is such great news. It's from Health Nut News. At 10 months of age, Kalel Santiago, Puerto Rico, was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer called neuroblastoma. He endured chemotherapy, radiation treatment, surgery for 2 years and survived. Then he was diagnosed with something permanent, severe autism, that disabled him from speaking. While he was in the hospital, we noticed he didn't speak, and they go on about all the symptoms. Eventually, the Santiago family stumbled upon a treatment of real potency and potential, CBD oil. Through a fundraising program, they were able to receive a tiny bottle of the oil. Kalel was given oral doses twice a day. Within just 2 days, he was finally able to speak. So you can find this great article at healthnetnews.com, Autistic Boy Gains Ability to Speak. So there's a wonderful CBD oil that I just purchased from actually watching Erin Elizabeth, one of her videos. It's called Soul CBD, S-O-L. And it's a very pure form of CBD, so I'm using that too. Thank you, Erin. I have another article here. Mumps outbreak.
What is that? Well, before you move on, what does that consist of?
The Soul CBD?
Yeah.
It's legal in all 50 states, because what the CBD oil is different than the THC oil. It's the it has no psychoactive ingredients in it. So it's the cannabinoid. It's processed cannabinoid. There's the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. It's not the hemp that you get from the health food store. It's not the same kind of hemp that you eat, hemp seeds or hemp milk. It's not the food product. It's actually the oil that's steam distilled or cold pressed. I'm not sure how they process the CBD oil. But you can get it in all 50 states. It has the same qualities and the same properties. Medicinal properties as the THC are very similar. It's anti-cancer, it's great for autism, it's an anti-inflammatory, it's great for arthritis, you know, any kind of autoimmune disease, for pain. It's a wonderful product, so I would suggest people getting that. And you only need a small amount. You know, I take a few drops of it, quarter dropper, 3-4 times a day, and it's all legal. But it's processed from the same plant. So it's just this non-psychoactive properties of the same plant. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. I just waiting for the FDA to come down on that one.
Yeah. Well, Mike Adams did it, and I'm still looking into all this, because Mike Adams did a story, remember, about a month ago, where the FDA was going to, or has already put an IND on hemp oil. And an IND is investigative new drug, and once they have an investigative new drug, they pull it from the market. So I'm not sure what's happening with all of that, but stock up while you can. So anyway, we have another story here. Incredible. Mumps outbreak among vaccinated students at Harvard. This is another Natural Health 365. For the established medical community, there are few arguments made more frequently than the ones that vaccinations are necessary to ensure unvaccinated children do not infect the general population. See, this is where we need to educate, Dave. These arguments are pumped through the media constantly. So people walk around thinking, yeah, we need to vaccinate the kids. We need to get all the kids vaccinated, the herd mentality. But that's a lie. Unfortunately for vaccine stakeholders, that's a false argument. MMR vaccine news below, which you'll see in this article, witnessed the recent outbreak of mumps at Harvard University, where health officials have confirmed that all infected students had already been vaccinated for mumps. Further, the student body is known to be almost universally immunized with the MMR vaccine. Why is it that we don't put this together? Why can't we put this together? You hear about these outbreaks everywhere, and the people, the kids getting sick are the ones that were vaccinated. So it's incredible, really.
What's incredible to me is Obama's preparing to make all vaccinations mandatory before you can go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he'll let in alleged Muslim refugees, who are really not refugees for the most part. And who's checking their vaccination records?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Good point. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Well, they're not checking any kind of records. They're just, as you heard Kathy, they're bringing them in by the boatload and the plane load.
Ollie oxen free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all a ruse, folks. Just spread
Red
the
Rover,
word.
Red Rover, Red Rover. Send the Middle East right over.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we're doing. And as we mentioned, we're not sending people in distress, no women, no children for the most part. You know, we know what the score is here. We're sending in colonists.
Right. And the thing is, they're bringing these diseases in. They're bringing a lot of these diseases in because they're not checked. But it says officials refuse to admit the MMR vaccine is ineffective. The mumps virus can result in painfully swollen glands, fever, headache. In some serious cases, patients may develop meningitis, deafness, testicular inflammation that can affect reproductive health. Mumps is contagious, blah, blah, blah. But what they're not telling you is that these vaccines are not protecting them from getting the disease. It's insane, Dave. It's insane. And we're buying this. We're believing this because we hear a news blurb or we read a headline, and then we walk away because we're too busy. And so we digest that lie, that propaganda. So, anyway, that's, you know how I am with vaccines. I'm not a big fan of vaccines. So, another last article. Oh, gosh, we're running out of time here.
No,
oh,
we got
no.
time. Go ahead. We got time.
Okay. There's alternative doctors. This is great information for everyone. Alternative doctors, three pillars for beating cancer or any other chronic disease. I don't care if it's an autoimmune disease, which everyone seems to have because of what they're feeding us. You know, it's in the food. It's breaking down our immune systems, inflammation. There's pillar number one. So this is not just about cancer. I would say these three pillars apply to disease in general, acute or chronic. Listen up and use this and give your body an incredible boost in preventing and even reversing disease. Pillar number one is diet. Absolutely. Fresh, organic foods, where possible, salads, smoothies, bright colored produce. Remember that dairy, soy, grain, and even certain produce can be unknown stressors. Avoid white sugar, flour. You get the drill. Go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, and they have incredible articles in there. And it's not, remember, folks, it's not just about cancer. The information you're reading on that site is incredible information about just all kinds of things that are beneficial to the human body to maintain our health or to navigate away from disease. Pillar number two, emotional cleansing. And pillar number three is detoxification. So you can go to, where is the link on this? I'll have it on my blog. It's The Truth About Cancer. There you go. Truthaboutcancer.com, alternative doctors, three pillars for beating cancer. So pass this around. Share this. Let's get mentally, spiritually, and physically healthy so we can beat back this corrupt, tyrannical system that is bearing down on us. Amen,
well,
amen.
Very good. They're surrounding us with ideology followed by realistic enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
The dead doctors thing greatly concerns me, and I think it's something we're not going to see go away. And as we heard tonight, prison within a prison, FEMA camp within a prison. They're going to isolate anyone who's a threat to the existing order. it's shocking how far advanced they are, how close they are to realizing total control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do believe the only way through this is an educated public, a prepared public, and lots of prayer. I do believe that God hasn't quite given up on this country. Probably the country, but I believe there are pockets of people that are heavily in prayer and very awake, very concerned, and that is our hope. This is a biblical story. You know, I've talked to you, Dave, about the story in Second Chronicles of Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat. And they had these armies that were, you know, they sent out the scouts, and they said there's armies coming from all sides. And so Jehoshaphat went to the Lord, and the Lord said, kind of paraphrasing this, he said, you gather your armies and you go out to meet them in the morning. I want you to pray. This battle is not yours, it is mine. And when they got to the hill and they looked out and they saw their enemies were dead, there were just thousands and thousands of dead bodies. They had turned on all these different tribes that went after, were going to go after Jehoshaphat, turned on themselves, and they killed each other. So there are these kinds of supernatural miracles that happen when we turn to the Lord. There is, Kate's right, there's no, it was either Kathy or Kate said, there's no political system, no one man who's going to turn this around. There's Jesus Christ. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
and a faithful people.
That's the catch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the missing ingredient, the $64 million question, will we get that? Well, Katie, I want to move this into a different realm we discussed last night.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the animal that we call synchronicity does visit us in very strange ways. And let's review back. When I started this show, I had Annie DeRisa with me as my news director. And prior, well, let's put it this way, Bill Pollack, security contract agent, expert in many, many different fields, worked as a contract agent for the CIA on many different projects. I knew Bill for years and years, but let's back up to the beginning, and I want to bring in this, what I think is divine providence, to put this information in my lap. I take no more abuse from the public than my claims of foreign mercenaries on American soil. I mean, I can have photos, eyewitness testimonies, videos, documents, you know, like the FEMA document signed mm-hmm. with the Russian Foreign Ministry back in 2011, say, yeah, let us bring in the first 15,000 Russian soldiers for disaster training, like we don't have a National Guard. I can have all of that, and I'm still taking abuse. Now, I know some of the abuse is from the $18 an hour disinfo crowd, and then some people really are kind of unhinged at their roots, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that don't want to accept the fact that we have foreign troops here, and they're here in very big numbers. Well, this story starts back in 1993, and I was listening to the Art Bell Show for the very, very first time. And a guy named Vance Davis was on there. Vance was formerly with the NSA, left in a very high-profile manner. You can read about it if you just Google his name. And I thought, well, Vance probably knew my father, you know, who did a lot of secret stuff in the Navy and, you know, first guy to help put on nuclear missiles on aircraft carriers and like the Roosevelt, and worked with captured German scientists on reverse engineering some of their concepts. Well, go forward now. As I hear Vance talk on Art Bell, and I go, well, I can't talk about this publicly because my mom was still getting my dad's Navy pension after he had passed, and had I revealed state secrets publicly in a very public manner, my mom would have been stripped of all her assets. So I had to be really careful. So I reached out to Vance Davis hoping we could have a private one-on-one and I could learn what he knew and fill in some gaps to questions I developed through the years. And instead of Vance calling me back on the contact, Bill Pollack did. They were best friends at the time. And later, Vance and Bill and I became, you know, inseparable. And we were like a pair of triplet boys hanging out together. Well, it turned out that Bill actually worked with my dad after he finished a lot of his government work, and they went to work at a place called Sunstrand Electric that worked on secret government satellites. It's located in Westminster. So let's bring this full cycle forward. What Bill and I did when we became acquainted is I was fighting my property rights battle, and I started to expose government corruption, and I started writing about exposing UN stuff, and Bill was like my mentor. He was kind of the voice in my ear from behind the curtain. Not a puppet, but a guide. And Bill said, we really need to look at this stuff. And he had heard rumors from other intelligence agents about this guy who had a pen name named Garudas. G-A-R-U-D-A-S. And Garudas began to write things that were unbelievable in 1997. And Bill was aware of some of these things, and he said, Dave, you need to take a look at this, but I'm going to tell you, if you put these down as predictions, you are going to be criticized. And if you're the only one doing it, you may be eliminated. So he said, let me deal with some of it. So he tried to track Garudas down, and the very week he's trying to track him down, Garudas is murdered in a San Francisco apartment.
Hmm.
We later learned that the government did not get all the files. And Bill was able, through his sources, to trace the files to an individual in Boulder, Colorado. Bill talked to him on the phone, and at the time, Bill was living in southern Colorado, probably about a five-hour drive from Boulder, where this individual was, and he drove to Boulder, and he drove all this way in snowstorms for this guy to tell him, I'm scared, I can't give this to you, they've told me they'll kill me, blah, 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 I'm to turn it over to them tomorrow. He did allow Bill to look at some of the material. And Bill did the, you know, hot and heavy, taking pictures kind of stuff. And we came back and we put together what we could at that time on the UN. And I just want to read to you a few things that we uncovered from Garudas on the topic of that no one seems to want to believe. And I call it Garudas circa 1997 to 2016. He starts off in this one memo. He says, as the New York Times said in February 1972 in conjunction with Nixon's opening to Red China, Nixon was, quote, merely reiterating the belief he brought to China that both nations have an interest in peace and working with the United Nations to build a new world order. He went on to say, this, by the way, what that means is every single president since Nixon is an absolute traitor to this republic.
Mm-hmm. They've all been working towards the New World Order. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, in 1972. So you do your math here. We're coming up on, what, 45 years. China is building a large facility, including an ammunition plant in Adelanto, California, to distribute the products with 1,000 Chinese workers expected to move in. There are plans to build similar facilities in Charleston, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana. U.S. taxpayers are subsidizing a $138 million loan guarantee to build ships for the China Ocean Shipping Company, COSCO, in Alabama. And this is controlled by the Chinese military.
Wow.
This means you have Chinese military soldiers dating back to 1997. This is a sourced document that Garudas put together. 20 years ago, folks. 20 years ago. But we're not done. Let's go on. By the way, Bill Pollack and I had this information in 2003 independently before we came across the Garuda stuff. We later learned, as we said, the workers were all Chinese military. Okay, another quote from Garudas. COSCO has been attempting, with White House support, to lease the closed naval facility in Long Beach. Well, yours truly has written three articles on related topics to this that you can access through the Common Sense Show. In fact, I've got a videotape on this on my current article on the Common Sense Show. Just go into the article, look for Long Beach on the YouTube, click it, listen to it, it's there, documentation is there, and Garudas wrote about this 20 years ago. Now, what they did here, let me read to you from this U.S. Strategic Investment document, May of 1997. It says, under the agreement, U.S. Customs could only inspect one in eight COSCO ships. So seven out of eight were coming through, sounds like our border drug enforcement,
mm-hmm.
but one in eight could come through and be caught with something. They just had to make sure that they didn't check the wrong shipping container for drugs. But I'll tell you what else is there, Chinese troops. And by the way, where are they putting them? Well, I've gone to other sources about this, our vast underground tunnel system and other places, and they're working as civilian workers and solar energy farms and blah, blah, blah. We'll get to that in a minute. Then continuing on, it says, according to federal documents, these weapons being shipped in through this port, 2,000 AK-47s as an example, heroin from Burma, and so forth, and they were arming street gangs in Southern California. So let me read directly from the document. Wang Jun, chairman of Polytech, the manufacturer of these weapons, attended a White House function in February of 1996. On April 14, 1997, the AP said two truckloads of illegal Chinese arms bound for Mexico were found in a San Diego warehouse. Well, they're only checking one out of eight containers. God knows what else is there, but that was headed for the Bloods and the Crips. The Chinese were actively supporting Iran-Contra. Because remember Iran-Contra? The whole controversy was about the CIA getting these street gangs into drug wars over cocaine and heroin and meth and getting them to fight each other, and they were arming them with weapons, and the CIA was skimming profits off the top. And why were they doing that? To further Iran-Contra in Nicaragua, which also brought in the Iranians against all our trade arrangements, all our trade agreements. Garuda's, no wonder they murdered him. He had all this in 1997. I mean, and he had it lock, stock, and barrel. And so Mexico, China, and the United States government, through the CIA, were part and party to illegal drug transfer into this country, illegal weapon transfer into this country, supplying criminals with weapons, fermenting a civil war in Nicaragua, and violating trade agreements with Iran. And this became known as Iran-Contra, almost took Reagan down, and I look back on it, it probably should have. Mm-hmm. And we'll go on. The significance of Long Beach. It says, I just want to make this point, Katie. This can't be overstated. When you have this many unchecked containers, how many troops could you bring in? Bill Pollack told me flat out to my face, every source he had said they were going to bring in millions of Chinese. No, not 10,000, not 20, not 100. He said millions. And the same thing he said was going on in the Sierra Madre, as the Chinese organization called Chinese Whampoa, Hutchinson Whampoa, I believe it was, were also sending in through the Chinese, you know, constructed warm water ports through the NAFTA agreement. They were bringing in Chinese troops that are now in the Sierra Madres. And through the years, many of us in the independent media have received confirmation of seeing Chinese in the area. Some of them in plainclothes clothing, some of them in full military garb. This is just incredible what we're seeing going on here. And then I mentioned this earlier on the show tonight. We've got China buying up the Federal Reserve. We've got China that is basically buying up J.P. Morgan. They're going to be, I think, taking over the derivatives debt, and then they're going to basically descale the debt so it can be manageable, and this is how they're going to own us. This is what this administration, the Bush administration, the Clintons, I mean, you're looking at royalty here. The Bush, the Clintons, have conspired along with Richard Nixon, and they got Reagan senile enough in his second term to go along with this. These people have all conspired to take this nation down, and for the Chinese to step in as a successor. And I look at these Garuda source documents and what he's done here. I mean, anything I come out with is child's play compared to what this man was doing 20 years ago. There is no one out there today. You name your favorite person in the independent media, and they're not doing one-tenth of what Garuda was doing 20 years ago. And I throw myself into that criticized pile. This guy was absolutely the most amazing person I'd ever seen. But let me read to you one more thing, because I think we're going to see this come to fruition again with increased drugs, increased violence, and increased street gangs as they flood us with MS-13. Listen to this one, Katie, from Garuda. He asked a question after inspecting some of these documents that showed the influx of weapons and drugs, and he said, "Why is Red China interested in arming American street gangs with thousands of weapons? There have been numerous reports that street gangs are being required to use as shock troops by the government during a national emergency, partly to disarm the public and to make arrests. This was their stopgap measure back in the 1990s to martial law, not having foreign troops available at the time." Now, I do believe MS-13, and I've mentioned this all the time, and Kathy, this is why Kathy Rubio on in the first hour, this show was coordinated, and it was moving towards this point. We're seeing fifth column terrorists come into this country. We're seeing many more trained in Honduras and El Salvador, and I've been warned by the Texas Rangers and other people in the Alphabet Soup agencies that this threat is real, and they're bringing in these terrorists, and this is like a Bloods Crips creation, recreation of what happened in the 1980s in Iran-Contra and the CIA. We're seeing the same thing going on right now, right here, and I wish I'd had time to ask Kathy Rubio this, because of the fact that one of their main bases of operation now for MS-13 is up there in Minnesota where Kathy lives. Anyway, let me go on and complete this. In June 1996, the Justice Department said it was going to hold a conference with gang leaders to discuss common problems. The White House on May 13, 1996 said there were 16,000 gangs, 500,000 members. The San Jose Mercury News, and remember, Katie, they were the ones that broke Iran-Contra?
Right.
So we need to pay attention to what they're saying here. The San Jose Mercury News explained in 1996 how the Contras supplied drugs to the Crips and the Bloods in L.A., apparently with CIA knowledge. No, not knowledge, assistance. He didn't go far enough there. These two gangs have now spread throughout the country. CIA involvement in smuggling illegal drugs into the U.S. has been documented for decades by numerous sources. Listen to this historical comparison that Grutus makes. This is brilliant. As the Nazis did in Germany before they took control, the ruling elite supported street gangs so they could be used to terrorize the people. And this is exactly what the Texas Ranger told me. He said, Dave, stop focusing so much on the Walmarts during Jade Helm. You need to look at these groups and how they meld together. And then I had that DEA agent from 2 years ago to about 6 months ago, and I haven't heard from him in over 6 months, telling me the same thing. And he was an on-site liaison in Peru, where the Sanchez Paredes coordinates the Middle Eastern terrorist groups and the Mexican drug cartels. And they all are one big happy family in El Salvador and in Honduras. And this is exactly what Kathy Rubio was saying in the first hour. Folks, they're coming north. There's going to be two waves of Red Dawn. And Red Dawn is not the only thing we're going to get hit with. We're going to be hit by a seven-prong invasion. And some night, we'll take an entire hour and lay this out for you. But in the Red Dawn version of what's coming, you're first going to have the shock troops come in. The fifth column, people who you can't easily identify. You have the ISIS. And let me just tell you what they're going to be armed with. In June of 2015, I covered this story based on insiders' encouragement that I do this story. A F-16 flying out of Arizona Tucson base was brought down suddenly, mysteriously, and the pilot never even tried to eject. And the pilot was an Iraqi brigadier general. And his plane crashed outside Douglas, about 5 miles from the border. They couldn't find the pilot's body. And this is what baffled them. They couldn't find the pilot's body because he never tried to eject, and they assumed he would try to eject, but it was too low of an altitude, or whatever happened killed him in the ejection. No, he never ejected. Why? Because his craft, as described by radar operators out of Luke Air Force Base, said that his plane just fell from the sky. Not shot down, spun, came down in pieces with a wide debris field. It just dropped, and the debris field was small. It was minor. Well, what my sources tell me, the Russians and the North Koreans have all kinds of nice little EMP weapons that can disable aircraft on narrow beam using technology. And this was their experiment. And I was told that my sources believe, two of them in particular, believed that this was an ISIS beta test takedown. And they knew the flight pattern. They knew who was commanding the plane. And they were all too happy to take down an Iraqi brigadier general working with our military. This is what the kind of stuff they're going to be armed with. We're not talking just AK-47s.
Right.
We're talking about they're going to come across with some heavy equipment they're going to smuggle in. And I'm talking heavy equipment, meaning some tanks. They're going to come across with heavy artillery. They already have helicopters, as we know. I mean, that's been well documented and discovered in border incidences during the Jade Helm situation. And I reported on that with photos and statements from the Border Patrol. I mean, we are ready to get hit with the first wave of what I call fifth column terrorists. And you heard Kathy. It sounds like they're being supported by our military. It's Iran-Contra all over again. That's the first wave. The second wave is direct military invasion. And we're going to talk about this at length at some night. And hopefully I can find a guest that has done the same level of research I have, and I'm not tooting my horn, but I just think, folks, I've looked into this for 2 years, so I know what I'm talking about. I've got documentation from the inside, the outside, and above side. I know exactly the groups that are involved. I know where they're training. I know how they interact. I know what their weapons are. And like I said, there's no question what I'm saying is accurate. And what we're looking at is a prepared military force. And one of the ways that we already know this is true is because Putin has made friends with everybody in Latin and South America. Do you know the CELAC nations, which are the combination of, you know, Latin America and Central America, South America? There are 33 nations. They had a meeting last year, the end of the year, and they invited all but two nations. Guess who they didn't invite? They didn't invite the United States, and they didn't invite Canada.
Mm-hmm.
What we know, and I have published this on the Common Sense Show, Putin has entered into heavy military agreements, and I mean heavy military, space-based weapons in Brazil. How's that? How about Nicaragua and Russian submarines and Russian tanks? They have tied into 12 heavy armed agreements with Soviet, yes, and it's the old construction of the old Soviet Union, that's what Putin's after, and with old Soviet, as I'll call them, troops and equipment, and they are organizing against the United States. The terrorists that we're talking about, the fifth column, is the first wave to disrupt things, to put things in great difficulty, and the second wave is the invasion. And let me remind you, and Garudas basically alluded to this too, Washington's third and final vision that he had at Valley Forge, when he said that something appeared before him and said, "It is darkest American hour, that you'll persevere in Valley Forge, and America will persevere again. The third one will be the most challenging." And in that, if you have read this, you know exactly what I'm going to tell you. The Chinese invade the West, and they get as far as the Rocky Mountains, and God intervenes. Jump in Jehoshaphat.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people are going to die in between?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just talking Rocky Mountains here. We're talking Texas is going to be a huge battleground. I would no more attend Texas on a vacation, sorry, Texas Commission of Vacations, than I would go to the Republican convention, because blood is going to flow. And I'm going to make a prediction. Texas is going to be South Carolina. I think Texas is going to secede from the Union when the next big event happens.
You may be right about that. You know, this was such a great article, and I wish people would go to this site. I'm asking people to go to this site and follow Dave when he puts these out, and the article you put out yesterday too. It's all the pieces are beginning of literally decades ago are coming together. And it's no wonder people have a hard time digesting this, that for 40 years our own government has been laying the groundwork and building this net beneath our feet. And we're just living our lives and raising our families and working and thinking that we're free. And it's mind-boggling to think that all this has been happening under our feet, Dave. And so that's why we get this look of, oh, conspiracy theorists, you guys are crazy, you're nuts. Well, it's all coming out now. It's all coming out now. And there is a tsunami coming of truth. And
Let me tell you how far we've come, Katie. When Annie DeRiso and I started this show 8.5 years ago, we were hesitant to call everything that was going on fascism. We were hesitant to use it. Can you believe that? We were hesitant to say fascism. We thought, well, we're building a case toward fascism, aren't we, Annie? Yes. And many people in the alternative media at the time were saying much the same thing. Yeah, I think there were a few out there, Steve Quayle, Alex Jones, Doug Hagman. They were out in front. They were certainly farther along than we were at that time. But look how far now we've come. Fascism would be a gift to this country compared to what we have.
Yeah, we're such a trusting...
I want to say that again for effect. Fascism would be a gift to the American people compared to what's coming. You have people in the DOJ who are actively plotting against you, America. Actively. from the office of the president to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Their crimes have been published over and over. They're well known. And right down to Eric Holder, and now Loretta Lynch Mob is the Attorney General. They are actively plotting against you.
Yeah, we're a trusting people, Dave. We've always been a trusting people, hardworking, God-fearing, trusting people. And that's why this is so almost impossible to believe. But we have to grasp this and believe it, study, learn what we're dealing with, educate yourself, read these articles, share them with friends. If they call you nuts, they call you nuts. But at least the seed's been planted.
Well, this is more than a seed. This is turning into a jungle very quickly. Like I wrote about, and I alluded to it earlier, what's going on in Northern Colorado with anti-guerrilla troops. Mm-hmm. Why are they bringing anti-guerrilla troops? Ask yourself that, America. Ask yourself. We've proven it. We've got pictures. We got eyewitness accounts. We got Paul Martin. We got Ted's out of La Porte, Colorado shooting range. They're there. They're there with the Russian Spetsnaz, too. Sorry. I mean, this is not a one-race takeover here. It's not just the Chinese. This is a equal opportunity takeover of the United States.
Right.
This is something that people can't get their mind around. But ask yourself this question. When you bring in the Gurkhas, and they're well known as the British go take out the guerrilla movement kind of stuff, okay, and you have to be incredibly brutal to do it, they would do what we didn't have the will to do in Vietnam, which was to kill 10 million Vietnamese people. That would have broken their will. But we didn't have the nerve to do it. We still had somewhat of a conscience as a nation. These people have no conscience, and they're fighting anti-guerrilla tactics, and there's an anti-guerrilla war going on in Texas, drill I should say, but it's going to be a war. Why are they practicing against rogue American units fighting guerrilla tactics? Because they're going to call on American units to do to us what they're unwilling to do, and it's going to lead to a civil war, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Now, listen, for the record, so I don't end up in one of the camps that was talked about here with the CMUs, I'm not for the violence. But I'm telling you right now, I talked to enough people in the military, they are not going to go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's going to end up being a guerrilla war. This is going to be a Vietnam. And every person is going to have to ask themselves, do you have what it takes to do what the Viet Cong did? Right. They fought from 1941 to 1973 to achieve their independence. A culture that fought for 32 years consecutively. We're upset if the light switch doesn't come on in our room in 5 seconds.
Exactly. Exactly.
And this is why I'm saying, America,
toughen
everything
up.
You have known could be taken away from you very, very quickly. This is why we pray, and we pray for God's help. We pray for the manifestation of His will for our well-being. Anyway, I'm done with tonight's rant, and I appreciate you listening to me. I hope you investigate the article and what I put up there with Garudas.
Yes, please do.
It was divine intervention, and we are done for tonight. Let me remind you that we're going to have Dr. Ted Brower on next week, and we're not talking health. We're talking the police state that's becoming the European Union where he currently is. He's been sending me stuff for 2 weeks. I said, Ted, we're doing a show, the first show you're back. You're on the first hour of my show, and we're going to talk about how Italy and all these countries are terrorist countries. We are out of here. God bless all of you. Keep America and Donald Trump in prayer, and we'll see you back here next week at the same time, God willing.